What's happening, guys? Welcome back. Let's talk about recently released information and pictures. Hamzat Shemaev put out there concerning his illness. He was just like sick in the hospital, attempted return, his sit out. I just want to talk about like what fighters go through on the back end that fans don't understand. So this is an absolute fact. Most injuries, if we're just talking about injuries, occur in training. A lot of fighters, maybe the majority of fighters, will say that the fight aspect is easy. The training part is the grueling, difficult part leading up to the fight. That goes for mental and physical. You're in there grinding multiple times a week, stressing your body, doing shark tanks, pushing your body to the limit to be fight ready. There are a lot of instances and opportunity to get really injured. And in fact, most guys go into fights with injuries, varying injuries. Some are a nuisance and some are major and they don't disclose it. And I know in the UFC, when you compete and you get an injury during the fight, they'll cover the injury, the medical treatment. So a lot of guys will go into a fight. They won't disclose that they're injured. They'll compete like that. Maybe they'll have a terrible performance. The fans will get on them for a loss and they don't know that that guy was injured and had some stuff going on. And some of them do it to get the medical treatment on the UFC's tab after the fact, after the fight. Now, as far as like illness, not injury, I mean, that's another aspect. Okay, so like in a regular person's day to day, week to week, you go through a bunch of ailments. You can have stomach issues, you can have allergies, you can have the flu. There's like a slew of things going on. And you know, fans on the outside are not privy to this. You know, the coaches are, of course, the fighters themselves. And it's the same deal. They're not getting the proper training. They can't make it to the gym. They feel terrible. It could be anything. It's just like what regular people deal with, but fighters have to deal with it in training leading up to a fight and sometimes compete sick. You know, sometimes I think that the fans are a little bit rough on fighters. It's because they have no clue what they go through. I would say like 99% of the population doesn't train combat sports, have limited experience. Mixed martial arts is not for everyone. You know, training in a gym, paying for the abuse every week, that's not fun to everybody. You have to be a certain individual, be of a certain mindset, and have certain goals to do that to yourself. Most people just want to work, come home. They want to chill, watch Netflix, eat good food, relax, enjoy their lives. Some people find the grueling training and pushing their bodies to the limits in combat sports and mixed martial arts and martial arts, they find that fun. I was of that mindset at one point in my life. I kind of grew out of it. And I think back, I'm like, man, I was crazy for putting my body through that. But yeah, the stuff you deal with, you know, weekly, it's crazy. And then you have to like perform on a specific date and you can feel fine every other day. But always when you have a specific date to accomplish something, things go wrong. Isn't it funny how that works? It's almost like a mental game. It's weird. You put a date on something, there's like added pressure and just things seem to pop up. That applies to fighting as well. So it's like, who's to say on that specific day, when you're supposed to fight a specific opponent, you're going to be 100%. You could be feeling great the day before, but for some reason on fight night, you got a stomach bug. Your ankle's bothering you. Something that happened to you when you were like in your 20s, you rolled your ankle. It's a nagging injury. You're fine leading up. Fight night, ankle's not the same. That's just how it is. And then, like I said, you have a guy go out there and they don't look themselves. And fans are like, what happened? They suck. They were never that good. They were overrated. And they're not thinking like what was going on with this guy leading up to the fight or on fight night. Then it's like, here's another angle and caveat to like fighters sharing what they go through. A certain group of fans are going to be like, oh, see, look, they're making excuses. I mean, is it excuses or they're just explaining what was going on? It's like you can't even be transparent or tell the truth now because you get crapped on for that. But these are people just like with a negative mindset. They're going to find flaw in everything. They're going to find something negative to say, criticize. And unfortunately, that's a specific group of fans. It's not even mixed martial arts. It's like all sports. But yeah, as far as Hamzat Shemaev, I wish him the best health going forward. I think he's a very talented fighter with a ton of potential. You want to see guys compete close to their best without injuries or ailments. So that's all I wanted to touch on with this specific topic. Just drop some insight, personal opinions. Let me know in the comment section. What do you think about Hamzat disclosing what was going on with him? If you've competed, if you've trained, if you know fighters, drop your insight and thoughts on what goes on in training camps leading up to matches or competitions, because a lot could go on. Anyway, guys, thanks for listening or watching. I'll catch you guys on the next segment. Until then, stay safe. Take care, my friends.